Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat. Hallelujah. We like doing these things. They're such a blessing. Yeah, you know what that means? I have a very important announcement. Starting tomorrow, the 2026 Heaven Tour will be tomorrow, Friday, at August the 14th at 7 p.m. at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. That's very close to Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's an in-person only service. There'll be no worship, none of that. Kathy's going to introduce me at 7 o'clock. I start talking at 7:01. We're going to talk about the 1988 Heaven trip that I had. We will open it up to question and answer. You can ask anything you want. And my God, it's going to be a blessing of the Lord. Remember, in-person only.
No live stream.
No live stream whatsoever
at all.
Such
an intimate setting. It's going to be precious. It's precious.
That's the way the Lord told me to do it.
And we've already done two of them.
Right.
This will be the third.
Very successful. People are everywhere coming.
And there's two more coming up before the end of the year. And we're making plans for even more of them because it's becoming such an...
Let me say it again. Let me give you the date again. That's tomorrow, Friday, August the 14th at 7 p.m. Living Word Christian Center, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. In-person only service. And I want to thank Mac and Lynn Hammond for letting us use their building.
Yes.
Learn more about this at jdm.org.
You can get the address there.
Yes, right there. Then some more upcoming dates of Heaven Tours. Friday, September the 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. Has another one coming. And then again, Friday, November the 13th at Faith Life Church in Sarasota, Florida. You learn more at jdm.org.
That's so good. You know, Jesse, why are we doing these things? I remember we talked in January how the Lord had put it on your heart, but I think people would like to know why now?
Why now? You know, the whole reason for going, we said, go tell my people I'm coming.
Yeah.
I think there's an urgency in heaven. Mm. Jesus is coming.
Oh, I agree.
Now, I have a kind of a theory. You can't prove it's true. I can't prove it's not. So I thought I'd just say it. Heaven's like a planet, like planet Earth. I believe the Lord's already left, and he's coming closer. Now, Satan is called the prince of the power of the air, principalities, powers. As he's coming, that glory and that power is coming. It gets closer to Earth, and it pushes Satan back further to the Earth, further down. And that's why you see all the craziness that are happening. How can anybody would honor someone that chops babies' heads off? Simply because they're Jewish? Then watch it on the Arab side too, that ISIS killing anybody they can, just thinking it's funny, raping children, they don't care about nothing. See, that's evil, that's satanic, and that's what happened. Even in our own country, the United States, you see such aggravation at each other over different political views. See what I'm saying? Nobody wants to hear this anymore. You know what I'm saying? And this is what sets you straight. And keeps you right. And this is what built America. We were found on Judeo-Christian ethics. So that's just my theory.
Yeah, well, you know? I think at the same time, there's a lot of people that are looking at those same circumstances, and they're waking up to the fact that Amen. God is real. And I believe this is a timely message for people to bring the lost, bring their family members.
Amen.
It's not going to be a traditional church service.
None whatsoever.
It will be a time where the testimony is given. It's a beautiful, intimate atmosphere.
Amen.
And when the questions are asked, it's a private setting too, so it won't feel like they're being watched on TV or camera or social media. They can ask their question, and it's always been so. Every time we've had these, it's been so life changing for so many people.
Both of the times that we've had it, people were talking about suicide. Want to know what happens to a person if they commit suicide.
And other things, of course, right. But that was a common question.
I mean, very intimate, very intimate questions concerning heaven and why, when, where, how, and all that kind of stuff. You can't miss this. Let me say it again. That's tomorrow. Mm. Tomorrow, Friday, August the 14th at 7 p.m.
Amen.
Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. In person only. Now, to learn more about it, go to ijdm.org. That's our website. It'll give you all the
address, the locations.
Yes,
the
and then we got
location.
Other upcoming Heaven Tour dates. And I'll give it, and We're going to do one in Australia next year, too.
We're already talking about it. Yes,
glory to God.
Right.
In the big city of Sydney. Hallelujah. And others, too.
Other cities in the U.S.
I have people asking
me
to come.
We're working out the details.
We just had a wonderful meeting in Nashville. I got people saying, would you please come talk about this in Nashville? I got some saying Odessa, Texas. There's so many different places wanting that. One in Atlanta, Georgia, and all this. And it's really unique. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So we hope you can come. Well, since we're announcing, guess what? We also have our 2026 European meetings.
Coming up very soon.
Very soon. In Dessen, I believe, I hope I said that right. Dessen, yes. Netherlands, on Wednesday, August the 26th. Zurich, Switzerland, on Thursday, August the 27th. Can't do this without a jet.
Next day.
Flying,
yes.
I mean, European countries. Sofia, Bulgaria, on Friday, August the 28th. Then Nice, France, on Saturday and Sunday, August the 29th and the 30th. We do one, boom, get on the jet, fly to another country, preach. I mean, we just running all the time. Kathy always says, can you go anywhere without preaching? No, man, we got to preach the word, praise God.
You make it sound like I don't want to go.
No, you want to go, you do it. You speak yourself a lot of times.
I know, but it's I'm just saying blessing. What we, the point, I guess the point I was making was, can we just spend a little extra time, enjoy the beauty of those countries, because they are beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
countries.
I've been all over the world. All I've seen is a convention center and a church, and you know, and I am all right, you know what I'm saying?
Sometime we get a day, and we can do a lot in a day.
Oh, we can move. So for all the information, go to our meetings page at jdm.org.
Amen.
And hey, if you've never been to Europe, come. Come to one of those meetings. I think you'll be blessed. At Zurich, Switzerland, all the countries are beautiful where we go.
Yeah, and they don't speak English in the congregation. Maybe they speak some, but right. You'll be working but with a translator.
It'll be translated,
to
yeah.
Most, through
an interpreter, what they call. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. Now, you asked me why. I was kind of shocked in 1988 when the Lord brought me there because I thought, you know, this is going to be some super message they want me, you know, whatever. And it was a very simple thing, but yet profound. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. You know, I didn't make no sense to me at that time. Very few people knew who I was in 1988 other than maybe four or five states in Louisiana, Texas, and things like that.
A few others, right. I told You'd been in the ministry preaching since
76.
First service.
Yeah. But I mean, I said, Lord, you need Billy Graham. You know, you don't need me. And now today, I am preaching literally all over the world. And because of social media, billions can watch us and multiply. Well, we've had 128 million people, a little bit more than that, from January 2020 to the end of July of 2026, over 128 people contact us in some way, shape, or form, talking about, want to know something about God. So it's a lot different now, literally all over the world. And it's such a blessing. So if you can come to one, you will be blessed. Now, Kathy, I want you to find that scripture where Paul is talking about the end times, the rapture church. And the last statement he says is, comfort yourself with these words.
That's 2 Thessalonians.
And I want to talk about that.
2 Thessalonians,
yes.
I believe it's chapter 4. Excuse me, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Yeah, okay. I want you to read it in King James.
Okay.
And, you know, a couple of verses up, and then the Amplified if you can.
Well, verse 13 starts it off. It says,
But
I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
glory,
with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18 says, wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Now watch this. The reason why I believe in the rapture of the church, and some people don't, that's okay. But I mean, it's not okay for me. It's because if you don't believe in this, you take away the comfort. Oh, there's so many churches just want you to go through the tribulation. Just want you, this way, just beat on you. When God wants you to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, that's a lot different.
Totally different.
Now, I want you to read that whole passage of Scripture in the Amplified. See what it says.
Oh.
It really amplifies it and brings it out. Now, go ahead, start again, 13.
Beginning at 13. Now, yeah. We also would not have you ignorant, brethren, about those who fall asleep in death, that you may not grieve for them, for them as the rest do who have no hope beyond the grave. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will also bring him with him through Jesus, those who have fallen asleep in death.
Amen.
Verse 15 says, for this we declare to you by the Lord's own word, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall in no way precede into his presence or have any advantage at all over those who have previously fallen asleep in him in death. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a loud cry of summons, with the shout of an archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and those who have departed this life in Christ will rise first. Then we, the living ones who remain on the earth, shall simultaneously be caught up along with the resurrected dead in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so always through the eternity of the eternities shall we be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words.
Now, isn't that a blessing of the God? I want to ask you a question. Why do you think Paul thought he would be alive and the rapture would take place?
All the church, that they all believed in the imminent return of Jesus.
Right.
And this brought such comfort to all of the people of that day. In fact, when he was writing to this church, many people believe this was the first letter written,
yes, first
oldest
epistle.
Letter of the New Testament, and he was writing this to a group of people who he had started the church, and he was only in that church for about three Sabbaths. But here it is, he's reminding them about things he had already
right.
taught them. So this, a lot of people stay away from the end times message or teaching about the rapture, but Paul taught this to these brand new believers.
Amen.
Why? Because he knew that this would give them the hope for the future. The whole gospel is not that just that Jesus came. The whole gospel is that Jesus came, he died on the cross, and he's coming back.
Right.
And so you can't leave out the fact that he's coming back, because it really changes your perspective about everyday life.
Right.
So we're called by him to live for him in this life, because he's coming back, and we the reality of hell was true. In fact, the first thing that Jesus said that he would be coming back, the leading of it to it, well, the biggest thing was at the Last Supper, when he told them in John 14, he says, told them not to be troubled.
Right.
He says,
that's where I'm going to right now.
Okay, well, good. We're on the same page.
I
want to
read that.
Go ahead
and let me show
that.
You something. And you can preach this too. You ought to preach it Sunday. St. John 14, verse 1. I'm going to read out the Old King James. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Yeah. Well, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. That's the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And receive you unto myself.
Yeah.
Now, this is personal going on here. That where I am, there you may be also. See, so this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. There's no other choice in the matter. Now, some people say, yeah, but you know, they've been saying that for thousands of years. Yeah, well he didn't come today, but yeah, he might come tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? So I'm alive
we
right now, and I'm believing that the Lord would come in my lifetime. Not that I'm afraid to die. That's kind of stupid. You know what I'm saying? No, I'd rather go into rapture for one reason, for the ride's sake. I just like to feel that. Just do that. It would be such a blessing. But whether I go by the way of the grave or the rapture church, I'm still going, see, because that's my destiny and destination for eternity.
Yes.
Not
yes.
for just a little bit. Eternity.
Yes.
And when you understand that, it comfort yourself. So when you got people saying, oh, we ain't doing that, it takes the comfort out.
Right.
People say, why do you believe in healing so much? It's comfortable to believe in healing. Mm-hmm. That's better than saying, well, whatever comes, you never know, you know.
Yeah.
Especially people about hurricanes. They say, you know, we ain't had a big one in a while. They just start expecting stuff to happen simply because it didn't happen right away. No, we draw the bloodline. Well, we understand there's such a thing as hurricane season. We understand that the ocean gets hotter. And there's some, you know, that's common sense. We know all that. But, I mean, you don't have to just believe it in.
Yeah.
You know, just pull it in when all it is devastation. Why would you want that, see?
Right.
But you'd be surprised how many people think that devastation's good, and it's not. All those people, I saw this on the news right before I came here. They had a terrible earthquake in Bogota, Colombia. I was just there in the moon a few months back. You know, I mean, probably, what, 6, 7, 8 months ago.
Really?
Me and Keith Moore, and we all preached in Bogota.
Was that last year?
Was it? I think
like
it was last year.
Farther back than that.
Maybe so. But anyway, it was so wonderful.
It seems like it's just yesterday.
Yeah, because we preach all the time. Then Venezuela. And how many thousands of people were killed? They're pulling people out right now as we speak in Bogota. Now, I don't wish for that.
Of course not.
For God's sake, you know what I'm saying? But I don't doubt there's probably some preachers saying, well, I'll tell you what, because of the drug culture in Bogota, that's probably why God let that happen. No. Let me tell you, Jesus couldn't go to funerals. He messed them up.
Right.
Well, he's raising people from the dead. He ain't killing them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we live in a fallen world, and there's things that happen. In fact, when Jesus was on the earth, they gave him an example. What about these guys that, you know, that they had some kind of blood mixed with some sacrifice or something or other? They were asking him, did they sin more than somebody else? And Jesus told them, no, you just be ready.
Yeah. He said, that ain't none of your business. You know, you let God handle those things.
But he even gave them the other example. What about the one that tower fell on the people in the Tower of Siloam?
That's another thing, yeah.
He says, there weren't any worse sinners. It rains on the just and the unjust. But we still can believe that we're protected in the middle of tragedy. And so the thing was, you know, I was thinking about what you mentioned about when we read in Thessalonians. The people of that day were believing to see the return of the Lord.
Well, sure. And so were we.
And when their loved ones had died and passed away, they were wondering, oh, no, what's going to happen to them? They're not going to be here when Jesus returns. So he had to come back and bring clarification about, yes, when Jesus comes back, they're going to go first, and you're going to see them again. And that brings such great comfort.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about something like that. You might be walking by a cemetery. All of a sudden, bam, these tombs are blowing up and busting open. There come people flying out. All of a sudden, you go, whoa, and you're going up with them. It's going to be, that's why I want to do it. I want to experience that.
Yeah.
I think that would
heaven
be wonderful.
Heaven is a reality, and this is why I think it's so important that the Lord wants you to share this testimony.
That's
again,
the reason we're talking about
your
this
trip
today.
That you went to heaven back in 1988, and we wrote a book about it.
Right,
I mean, we've
Close
had
Encounters.
Millions of views. You shared it in a couple of public places over the years, maybe on four or five times.
Yeah, I don't talk about
years.
It a lot.
But this is, and it's been a while since you've shared
it. And the reason why, because it's sacred to me, you know, see, you understand what I'm trying to say? So, I mean, it's just such a blessing of
the
Lord.
And it brings such hope to people because
sure.
It's based on the scriptures, of course. Heaven is a real place, and one day we're all going to go there.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people get confused about the return of the Lord. But first, Jesus comes in the air for the saints, for the church, and then those that are dead rise up. Yeah, and those who are alive are caught up mm-hmm. together with them in the air. And then we go to heaven for a 7-year period. That is that same seven-year period, the Antichrist and the people will have
down
the
here.
Great tribulation on the earth. But after that 7-year period, and during that 7-year period, we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to receive
nice.
Rewards. It's going to be a beautiful time. But then we'll come back with him because the return of Jesus comes with his saints to the earth.
That's the second coming of the Lord.
That is actually the second. It's like in two phases.
Right.
That's the second coming of the
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We're looking forward to it. And we want as many people as possible to go with us to heaven. This is why we have been doing what we're doing for 50 years, preaching the gospel, spreading the good news about Jesus, that they don't have to live an eternity in hell.
No.
They can accept Jesus as their personal Savior and live in eternity in heaven with all of their loved ones that know him.
I mean, it's going to be a wonderful
a
time. And we're talking about this today because of tomorrow we're going to be there in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Right.
So when you understand that, to talk about that, I have to correct some people. They think I had a vision. I didn't have a vision. I got sucked out the room. I don't know how I got through the roof. I don't know how any of that. Paul said, I don't know whether I was in my body, out of my body. I experienced that. All I knew, I was traveling at a phenomenal rate of speed. And boy, I won't tell you what, it's one of the most wonderful things. I'll just give you a little hint. I got to meet Abraham. I know exactly what he looks like. I met Abraham. I seen Jesus. Oh, Lord, Jesus between 5'11 and 6'1". He's taller than I thought. And I thought his hair was as white as mine. He turned his head like that. It was kind of light brown. I thought, Lord Jesus. I talked to Jonah. I talked to King David. I talked to the Apostle Paul. All kinds of things. I mean, you got to come tomorrow. I mean, it will bless you and minister greatly. And then you can ask the questions. And I mean, it touches so many people. You see people start crying And it just ministers greatly to them. And so we want you to come and you'll be blessed. You'll have an opportunity.
And Jesse, to
actually get born again too, if you want. That's all up to you.
I've enjoyed watching you retell it. Because when you come to certain parts of it, the reality of it hits you again. It's as though you're already there. You're reliving it. Everybody in the room can sense the presence of God because it is real.
Well, I'm not a man that cries. Affection is not one of my biggest suits. Let me just say that because I was taught to always suppress. But when that hits me, stop, wait. Because I'm trying to push it down, you know what I mean?
Well, so you can get through it because it's
a wonderful experience. It was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. Yet my salvation was greater than that.
That's right.
When I got born again on Labor Day weekend, 1974. You see, when I went to heaven, I'm going to explain this. I didn't change. I was already changed.
Right.
But when I got saved, I changed.
That was the biggest miracle.
For anybody, but especially me. You know, one time I was on a program called Unclassified on the Victory Network there, Brother Copeland's network, and that brother said, "What's the biggest miracle you ever seen in your ministry?" I've had some phenomenal miracles I'm talking about that'll shock you.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and said, "Me." Because to change me, it only could take God. Kathy tried, Mama tried, people tried, Didn't make no difference, you know. But when I got born again, and you can get born again doing this too. And
yes,
it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So let me say it. That's tomorrow night, Friday, August the 14th at 7 p.m. Living Word Christian Center, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, right outside Minneapolis, Minnesota. In-person only service.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to learn more about it, go to jdm.org. And you'll be blessed.
You know, and if you can't be there, please pray for us.
Pray for
the service. We're expecting many people's to be born again.
To be changed.
Or rededicate their lives to the Lord and
Amen.
Be changed forever.
Amen.
And be encouraged.
And no worship. This is a unique service. In person only. That's it. Start talking. 7 o'clock. Kathy introduces me. 7:01, I start talking.
I think I'm going to take more than 1 minute.
Well, whatever you want. Praise the Lord. Why don't you read some of these wonderful testimonies.
Great. This one's from Kenya. Dorothy says, watching from Kenya.
I like that.
And Patricia says, watching from Australia. And this person commented on the Nashville, when we were live streaming the Nashville meetings on last Friday. VJ, it says, I accidentally came across and watched this sermon on YouTube, and it was the first time I listened to a message from Brother Jesse. I learned a lot.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and Sarah says, guess what, Brother Jesse? I'm listening to you all summer long, and my dreams are coming to pass. God bless you. I call it a Jesse Duplantis marathon.
Woo!
And we do have a lot of content. You can do a marathon. We could binge watch for, I don't know how long it would take to do 500 messages between the both of us, over 500.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a long time, but it'd be a good time.
Amen.
This one next one is from Tuscan that says, thank you, Mr. Duplantis, for sharing fundamental truths of the love of God and His Holy Spirit, which activates all that He has established in us before the foundations of the world.
Praise God.
You share nuggets of gold and the fire of truth.
I like that. That's
like
a very nice compliment.
Nuggets of
thank
gold
you.
And the fire of truth. That sounds like it'd be a sermon title.
Place that from?
Tuscan.
Tuscan.
Well, that's their name, their handle. I don't know.
Oh, where. Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to understand.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Julie also says, I love you both so much and thank God for your wisdom, encouragement, and joy.
I like that.
Three more. Lisa says, I got a chance to bring someone to the cross of Jesus. They received their salvation plus a healing.
I tell you what.
That's wonderful.
Healing's on the cross too, just like salvation is.
I love it. Good job, Lisa. And then Jenna says, I have been following your ministry for 31 years.
I tell you, a lot of people follow. I mean, I got what I call long-term partners.
And followers.
People follow,
right.
I mean, it's just amazing.
We're leaving for 2 million followers. Is that right, Chrissy? 2 million followers. We've got a lot of, or that subscribe and watch us. A lot of people watch us that are not subscribers.
Right.
Because like this other person we read, it just came in their field.
Right.
Feed. And then all of a sudden, maybe they become a follower.
Praise God.
Share this with someone so that needs to hear it. Because it'll come into their feed and they'll get transformed and born again. This last one says, I love Grace from Gracie, I love partnering with you.
You know, our faithful financial partners help us so much. 100% yes. of what you give goes into world evangelism. You've heard me say this many times, but it warrants saying it again. We've been debt-free since 1982. Let me give you an example when I say that. Now, if you send in a lot of ministry, and I'm not being critical by no means, just being truthful. If you send me $20 a month, let me just say that, that's our ministry, $4 doesn't go to pay interest on some debt somewhere. 100% of what you give. We had people send $1 million, quite a few, all right? We didn't have to take $150,000 and pay a note. 100% of the interest on that goes. That's what I mean by that. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministries to give us a soul into the kingdom. Right now, we have two projects. You know, and I'm 77 years old at the time that you're seeing this. And to make a long story short, he said, when are you going to retire? Well, you know, do I look tired? You know, sometimes I am tired. That's not the issue. I get tired, but I'm never tired of the work. The work is amazing, and it's such a blessing. And but what happens is I think, man, well, you know, maybe I can't slow down. Boom, he gives me another project. I got two of them right now that's going to cost $20 million. I wish they were cheaper. I mean, my God, man, but hey, that's just the way it is, you know.
Well, that's the estimate. We're believing it will be cheaper.
We do very good business.
Right.
So we believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's $20 million. Now, that's a lot of money. Some people give more. Some people give a lot less. But whatever you give, 100% of it goes to that. See, and all the other things that we do to preach this glorious gospel. I mean, it's just such a blessing, you know. And even my board of directors said, if you told people what you do to be to blessings, you know, I like to protect people's dignity. You know, I don't want to say too much of it, but I don't know how many medical procedures we've paid for, how many different things going on. I mean, you name it, we've done it. You know what I'm saying? And it's such a blessing. So if you'd like to be a partner, and I hope you do, just go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can hit our donate button. You can use PayPal if you like. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can use our free JDM app and select the giving you want. Or you can do like me. You can mail in a donation by using the post office. Nothing too small, nothing too big. I'm telling you what, and it is happening. We are reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. So let me just say it again. I hope you become a partner. And if you are a partner, thank you for your continuing support. And I tell you what, I don't know how many people has been supporting me. In fact, we're celebrating 50 years. I got
this
people.
Year.
Been, yeah, this year. I've had people have been supporting me. Watch this. 49 years. I got one person that I know of who's been supporting me for over 50 years. Has not stopped. Hadn't missed one month. 50 years. Her husband just went home to be with the Lord a couple, 3 years ago, and she's still going. Still supporting. I'm going to honor that till Jesus comes or I'll go by the way of the grave. It's just such a blessing. So I hope you can come tomorrow night. It would be a blessing of the Lord, and God will honor you and bless you. Let me say it one more time. That's tomorrow night, Friday, August the 14th at 7 p.m. at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. In-person only service. There will be times for you to ask any question you want. And we'll answer it to the best of our ability. And you're going to learn something. You're going to sense the presence and power of God, okay? And all you that send in these wonderful testimonies like this, thank you for doing that. It blesses us to get anything from you. You know, and I've had some people say, you know, Brother Jesse, I don't have a lot. I said, it doesn't take a lot. Yeah, but I want to do more. You will. Yeah, but I don't have a lot. But you will. Give God a job. That's all you got to do is give God a job. If you want to know more about our ministry, go to jdm.org. You can get all the information there. Our newest book is out called Create Your World and Walk in It, and it will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Just find all that information there at JDM. This is Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We'll see you, a lot of you, tomorrow. And the rest of you, we'll see you either next boardroom chat or maybe in heaven. Who knows?
As they say, here, there, or in the air.
That's right. Amen. See you later. God bless you. Bye-bye.